Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood. So let's dive into all the juicy goodness. I know how it feels to be exhausted and emotionally drained every second of every day. And I also know how it feels to be fulfilled and find your purpose outside of motherhood. Today, we're going to be talking about the one thing you need to be doing if you want to make the transition from exhausted to energized. And the most common thing I hear when I talk about this discussion is that I'm too busy. And I want to let you know that you're actually too busy because you're not making time for self-care. That is the one thing you need to be focusing on if you are always exhausted. You have to start prioritizing yourself. So one myth that I get about self-care is that it requires large chunks of time. We just don't have. And that's a very common myth because people think that self-care activities need to be time-consuming, like going to the spa, getting a massage, getting your nails done, or like taking an entire day off from work, or like you need an entire day to like relax and regroup. And while those activities can be beneficial, that is not really what self-care is all about. Self-care can be as simple as taking a walk outside or reading a book, practicing deep breathing exercises. So it doesn't have to be this big, overwhelming activity that you feel like you need a lot of time to accomplish. Self-care can be done in small chunks of time. The second myth that I get about self-care is that it can only happen when everything else is done. And that is a myth because it's not ever going to be done. Like, you'll never be finished. There will always be more to do. So if you're waiting for all of your tasks to be completed to make time for self-care, then you're just not going to have time for self-care because nothing ever be completed. So it's important to recognize that self-care should be a priority, and it's actually going to help you complete those tasks more effectively and more efficiently. So it's going to help you get the task done faster. It's going to help you get them done easily. Like, it's not going to take all of this time and energy as it would if you were burnt out and running on E. If you take the time to relax, then you'll actually get those tasks done faster. Myth number three about self-care is that it's a luxury. Sometimes moms believe that self-care is a luxury, or they can't do that because they don't have the time. But I like to think that self-care is a necessity. It's a priority. And so it means that taking care of yourself is essential for maintaining your physical and mental health. Taking care of yourself is essential for reducing your stress. And taking care of yourself is essential for preventing burnout. So you're going to show up as a better mom. You're going to show up as a better wife. You're going to show up as a better daughter, friend, sister, whatever. You're just going to show up better because you're taking the time to prioritize yourself, prioritize your physical health and your mental health, and then you're going to be glowing from the inside out. Like, if you've ever hung around someone and you just like, they have like a really good vibe and you just like their energy, like that will be you because you're prioritizing yourself and you're not constantly stressed and like inadvertently being toxic. Like, you will have good energy and people will enjoy being around you and you will love being around yourself. Your self-worth, your self-esteem, all of that will be improved. And then self-care myth number four is that taking time for yourself takes away time from your family. So sometimes moms have this fear that if they take time for themselves, that means that that's them taking away time from their children or their spouse. However, self-care doesn't have to be an either-or situation. So by incorporating self-care into your routine, you'll be able to have more energy and patience so that you can have better interactions and better relationships with your kids, with your spouse, with your family. So prioritizing yourself isn't only beneficial for you, but it's also beneficial for your family. Whenever I talk to moms that aren't prioritizing self-care, like, I can tell that they're not prioritizing self-care because the conversations sound very, very similar. They have a lot of stress. They are burnt out. So they are finding it difficult to manage their responsibilities. It's difficult to keep the house clean. It's difficult to stay up with laundry. The house feels cluttered and like they have a difficult time like finding routines to stick to. They're always tired. They yell at their kids and then they feel bad about it. They have a short temper, low patience. They're not very present. They zone out on their phones and then they feel frustrated. They have a lot of anxiety and they're just generally unhappy. And I can tell these things throughout our conversation of talking to them. And I know that that is a sign that they need to be prioritizing their self because it's affecting their mental health. Like you can't show up as the mom you want to be when your mental health is in the toilet. Like you have to be prioritizing your mental health and prioritizing your own happiness so that you can make other people happy. Like it's hard to make other people happy when you aren't happy within. And another reason that I find making time for self-care like super important is because I want to role model these healthy behaviors for my two girls. So I want them to know that they are important. Like they don't have to put the dishes and the laundry and all of that ahead of them. So I want them to see that it's okay to prioritize themselves by watching me do that. Because as much as we can tell our kids, you know, do this, don't do that, they're really just watching what we do and they're copying what we do. So we have to show them, not just telling them, we have to actually show them what we believe is true. So if we're telling them, you know, you are important, self-care is important, make time for you, and then they don't see us doing that, then they're going to just do what we do instead of actually what we're telling them to do. So that's why I make sure that I try to role model these healthier behaviors because I know that they are always watching and they are most likely going to do as I do instead of do as I say. So instead of believing that self-care is a luxury, it's time to start believing that self-care is a necessity. Because once you start practicing self-care regularly, it's going to make you feel happier so you won't be as overwhelmed. You'll have more energy. You'll be more productive, so you'll get things done easier and faster. You will find your own identity outside of motherhood, so that whatever that may be, like starting a side hustle, finding a hobby, like you're going to find things to do that are just for you and that bring you joy and bring you fulfillment. And whenever you start practicing self-care, you will have better relationships. You're more patient with your kids and with your spouse. You're more present with them. So you're actually able to pay attention to what they say and be in the moment. And then you're more emotionally available. And so I know that there's been times where when I need self-care and like I'm just doing all these other things and my kids are crying and I just don't have it in me to like be like hug them and all of the attention that they require because I'm just burnt out. I'm overstimulated. Like I don't want to be touched. I don't want to hear any noises. Like I just need a quiet, calming environment. And so whenever I focus on, you know, prioritizing self-care, then I'm able to be available to them whenever they need a hug or kisses or they fall and they're crying. Like I'm able to be there for them and carry their emotions with them rather than me needing like, you know, you need to figure this out. I just don't have the energy or the bandwidth to go through this moment with you. So prioritizing self-care definitely makes me more emotionally available to my kids and to my husband. And then, like I said earlier, it teaches them the importance of prioritizing themselves. It helps them set boundaries so that, you know, they're teaching people how to be treated, how they are going to be treated, so that they're not letting people walk all over them or disrespect them. Like they will have these boundaries in place because they are seeing that behavior being modeled for them. So they know how to do it. Like they know how to set boundaries because they've watched me set boundaries. So they know how it goes. So they don't have to figure it out on their own. And I get that we're all busy. So here are 7 ways that you can fit more self-care into your life so that you are able to reap these benefits of being happier, more fulfilled, more patient and present. All of those beautiful things that come with prioritizing your mental health. The first way to add more self-care into your day is to utilize nap time or quiet time. So if your child is still at the age where they are taking a nap, then instead of cleaning, use that opportunity to either take a nap yourself, read a book, do some meditation, just take the baby monitor and go outside and get some fresh air. any type of hobby you enjoy. So just make the most of that nap time. And then even if they're older, having a designated quiet time where they just play by themselves and you're able to do things that you want to do during that time. So utilize the nap time and the quiet time during the day to focus on you. So like with my daughter, when she takes her nap, so I have a one-year-old, when she takes her nap, I record this podcast or I do things for my business. So I like to do things or I'll take a nap. So I do things during nap time. I'm not cleaning during nap time. Like that's the last thing I want to do. So I will do the cleaning when she wakes up and she can help me clean up her mess. I'm not like cleaning while she's asleep. So nap time is definitely my time to recharge. I eat, watch Netflix, whatever. So that is my time. So that's the first strategy, is to make the most of nap time. Don't just use it for cleaning. Number two is to involve your children in your self-care activities. So if you're like me, the kids are home all day. I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. They're home with me all day. So I don't really get that many breaks away from them. And so they have to be involved in most of the things that I do. So we will go outside and they'll play and I'll just sit down and read a book, or I'll take that time to walk around the driveway where they're playing at and where I can still see them. But that's just my time to like pop in a headphone and just listen to a podcast or listen to music while I just walk outside. We're all getting fresh air. We can do some yoga together. Like they love when I work out and I play the music, and we're like, this when I do like my cardio workouts, I'll play some music and they dance around while I work out. Or we can do, like if we're doing yoga, it's more calm and chilling and they have fun with that too. They just like do the yoga moves with me. So there's so many things that they can be incorporated into the routine instead of thinking that they need to be away so that I can do this activity. So instead of thinking like I can't work out because my kids are here with me, I find ways to work out while they're here because they're not going anywhere. So I have to figure out a way that I can work out while they're home with me. So just think of ways to involve your children in your self-care activities instead of trying to wait until you get a break and then you're not getting the break and you're incredibly overwhelmed. Just try to find more ways to incorporate them into the self-care so that you are getting those small moments of, even if it's not you being alone, it's you doing something that you actually want to do. The third way to add more self-care into your busy schedule is to either wake up earlier or stay up later. So I'm an early bird. I have always been an early riser. My dad, when I was growing up, he would get up for work at like 2 or 3 in the morning and I would just wake up. I would just be awake for a little bit and then I would go back to sleep and then I would wake up again to be like 6 o'clock in the morning. So I've always been an early riser. My dad's an early riser. I just probably get that from him. So we love waking up early and we also go to sleep early. So I'm not the person, like even in my like party days, like at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, like I was sleepy. Like I was falling asleep when we would be out drinking. Like I would be the person like at the bar falling asleep, wondering when we're going home. So I was definitely not the one you wanted to go out with because I was already tired. But if you wanted to get up in the morning and go like bike riding, go get breakfast, whatever, like I was your girl. So either consider waking up earlier or staying up a bit later to make time for yourself. But this does not mean sacrifice your sleep. So if you don't naturally wake up early, then don't try to force yourself to wake up early to have self-care, because then it's just going to make you more exhausted and then you're going to have a short temper and less patience. So either stay up earlier or wake up earlier or stay up later if it fits into, like, if your body is agreeing with that. So don't go against your body and sacrifice your sleep in order to get self-care. So the quiet time when your child is asleep can be used for your simple activities like reading, journaling, meditation, doing a hobby. So if you naturally wake up early, or you want to start waking up earlier, or you want to start staying up later, then the thing to do would be make sure that your kid's bedtime fits into the routine that you're trying to create. So that just looks like if your kids wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, then can you wake up at 6:30 or can you wake up at 6 o'clock? So just giving you some extra time. Or if your kids go to sleep at like 7 p.m., then is your body okay with staying up until 8 p.m. and just relaxing and watching Netflix or something? So making sure that your kid's routine fits the either waking up earlier or fits you staying up later. And then you can adjust their routine by like 5 or 10 minute increments so that you can get it to fit. So if your kids are going to bed really late, so let's say your kids go to bed at 10 p.m. and you are a night owl and you want to stay up later, but you know, you're tired at 10 p.m. So make just start decreasing your kids' bedtime. So like if they go to bed at 10 p.m., then start make their routine at an earlier time so they can go to bed at like 9:50. And then the next time they can go to bed at 9:45, 9:40, and just keep pushing it back until they're going to bed earlier and earlier so that it will be more convenient for you to stay up after they go to bed and you're not sacrificing your sleep. So that way they can start going to bed at like 9 p.m. and then you get that hour until 10 p.m. and then you can go to bed. So just start shifting their either wake up time or their sleep time by like 5 to 10 minute increments so that you can either wake up earlier or stay up later. Strategy number 4 for adding more self-care into your busy schedule is to make sure that you're establishing a routine so that your family knows that this is your self-care time. So have a portion of your day. So like my family knows during nap time is when I'm going to come in my office and I'm just going to do whatever it is I want to do. So that is part of our routine. Every day during nap time, I come in my office, I work, I read a book, whatever I want to do. It's just my time to be by myself. And then my daughter, she watches TV. That's part of her daily routine. During nap time, she gets to watch TV, whatever she wants to do out there in the living room. Like she has her time. My husband, he does his own thing during nap time. So we have this routine where we all have our own little private time during nap time. So the baby sleep. My 4-year-old, this is her TV time. My husband, he goes in his office, plays his game, do whatever he does. And then I come in my office and I do whatever I want to do. So just have some type of routine where your family knows like this is your self-care time. The 5th way to add more self-care into your day is to make sure that you are not doing everything by yourself. So this is called delegating, when you are handing off the responsibility of a task to someone else. So this might be like having your partner wash the dishes so you can do other things, or having your kids clean up their own toys so you don't have to do it, or having a family member come over and watch the kids so you can relax, go get your nails done, whatever it is you want to do. So just handing off responsibility of task to someone else so that you can free up more time in your day. So it's okay to ask for help and rely on your support network. Like if you have a support network, rely on them. If someone is there to help you and they are offering to help you, do not block that blessing. Like if someone wants to help you, then let them help you. You're not burdening them. They wouldn't, if they didn't want to help you, then they wouldn't ask. So if someone's there to support you, then allow them to support you. The 6th way to add more self-care into your busy schedule is to combine self-care with everyday activities. So we always want to be looking for ways to incorporate self-care into the daily routine. For example, this could be like when you take your shower, then listening to some music and just making it a more enjoyable experience than like, oh my gosh, I need to hurry up and take a shower because I have to get this done, I have to do this. And like making it's like really rushed and you don't really get to enjoy the shower and it doesn't feel relaxing at all. Like just taking a second and, you know, reeling things back in, slowing down for a second and enjoying the shower that you get to take, turn on some music and just trying to make any experience more relaxing. Or this could be like playing music while you clean the kitchen, like, or listening to a podcast while you put away the laundry. So anything that you can just slow down and take a moment to be more present and be more engaged with what you're doing, that's going to help you squeeze in more time for those simple self-care activities. And then the 7th way to add more self-care into your busy schedule is to just practice self-care in small increments. Like I said earlier, it doesn't need to take a lot of time. It doesn't need to be this big, extravagant thing. Like I need to sit in the bath for an hour. I need to go out and get my hair done so I'm gone for like 3 hours. Like it doesn't need to be this dramatic experience. It could be as simple as listening to a podcast episode, playing music, putting in your AirPods on noise cancellation while you drink a cup of tea. Like, it doesn't have to be this dramatic, big thing. Like, having time for self-care can be super simple. It doesn't need you to be alone, because most of the time we're not alone. So we have to do what we can with what we got. So if you're not alone, then make time to like pop in a headphone and listen to a podcast or listen to some music, drink a cup of tea, like any little thing that you can find throughout the day that just kind of helps you be more grounded so you're not as stressed and overwhelmed, then take that moment and enjoy that moment, because that is your self-care moment that you need to protect your mental health. So just start practicing self-care in small increments and finding little pockets of time throughout the day so you can engage in these activities that bring you joy and help you relax. So those are the 7 ways that you can add more self-care into your busy schedule. And this is going to help you feel less overwhelmed. You'll have more energy. You'll be able to get things done easier and faster. And it'll mostly help you find your own identity outside of motherhood. That's why it's so super important to make sure that you are prioritizing your physical health, your mental health, so that you can show up in the way that you actually want to show up. To get you started, I do have the Productivity Power Pack that will help you map out your day. It has the cleaning schedules in there, or the like cleaning checklist in there. It has like a meal planning template. So just simple things to help you get those, you know, cleaning out of the way, meal planning out of the way. And then you can start focusing on yourself more. So to free up more time for you, so that, you know, because it's really hard to relax when you're like, I need to do the dishes, I need to vacuum, and you have all these other things to do. So if you can like have a simple strategy, a simple checklist with cleaning tasks, then you can get that done. And then that might help you feel better about taking time for yourself. So grab the Productivity Power Pack. It's in the description below for you. And I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.